Washington Post fact checker, Joe Biden just stopped by Hunter Biden dinner. By Joel B. Polak on June 8, 2021. Washington Post fact checker Glenn Kessler attempted on Monday to dispute a report from the New York Post that then-Vice President Joe Biden appeared at a dinner arranged by his son, Hunter, to meet the latter's foreign business partners in 2015. As Breitbart News noted, the Post's story provided further confirmation that Hunter Biden had introduced an official from the Ukrainian energy company, Burisma, to his father, despite Joe Biden's denials of any knowledge of Hunter's interests. Breitbart News had originally reported last year that Hunter Biden had introduced Joe Biden to an oligarch from Kazakhstan, Kenneth Rakishev, at the Cafe Milano in Washington, D.C. The Post story appeared to confirm the meeting. But the Post cites a participant in the meeting as claiming that Vice President Biden only dropped by briefly to meet with one of the guests and the guest happened to be a Greek Orthodox priest, suggesting all was entirely above board. Kessler wrote. A few hours earlier, Joe Biden had made remarks at the White House Greek Independence Day reception, according to his official schedule. He and Carl Outsos are personal friends who have known each other for 40 years. Carl Outsos's wife, Xanthi, is on the board of the Beau Biden Foundation, which fights child abuse. Beau Biden, who had an aggressive form of brain cancer, died a few weeks after this dinner. Joe Biden, a Roman Catholic, also has a long history of working with the Greek Orthodox Church. In 2015, the Church awarded him the Patriarch Athenagoras Humanitarian Award. "This may be the greatest honor I've ever received in my public life," he declared. Leach recalled that the dinner involved about 10 to 12 people in a private room but that Joe Biden didn't even sit down. He was not part of the dinner or part of the dinner discussion. Instead, he just spoke to Carl Outsos. Kessler also claimed that the Ukrainian executive from Burisma, Vadim Pasherskyy, was not on a guest list for the event, and cited participants who said the focus of the meeting was Hunter's work with the World Food Program. The author of the Post story, Miranda Devine, took to Twitter to defend her story and accuse Kessler of carrying water for the Biden administration. 2. We published fresh evidence 2 weeks ago pinpointing that meeting to a dinner at Cafe Milano April 16, 2015 where Joe met not only Ukrainian Vadim Pasherskyy, but also Russian and Kazakhstani business associates of Hunter's. Miranda Devine, at Miranda Devine, June 8, 2021. 3. You claim a tentative guest list for the event, as recounted in the At Night post from one of Hunter Biden's emails 3 weeks before the dinner, did not include Pasherskyy. Here it is, like we said, Vadim. On the guest list Hunter wrote a month before the dinner. So sloppy. pic.twitter.com/dvsvsp. Miranda Devine, at Miranda Devine, June 8, 2021. 4. You claim, oh, Joe Biden only dropped by briefly. That's like being a little bit pregnant, Glenn. You say there was no discussion of politics or business. That's not how it works, Glenn. You know that. The big guy just has to show up. Maybe take a photo or two. Miranda Devine, at Miranda Devine, June 8, 2021. 5. You say, the Biden campaign, after a comprehensive review, had said a meeting never took place between Joe Biden and Pasherskyy. You cite a December 9, 2020 story in that USA Today which says, the Biden campaign categorically denied a meeting ever happened. You have to be kidding. pic.twitter.com/0ohatunxx76. Miranda Devine, at Miranda Devine, June 8, 2021. 6. Big mystery. Hunter was telling guests 2.5 weeks before the dinner that his father, VP Big Guy, would be there. Not exactly last minute. Not exactly something you'd forget, either, going into Cafe Milano to meet all those foreigners. pic.twitter.com/q9zdq0y52m. Miranda Devine, at Miranda Devine, June 8, 2021. 7. But it's really interesting that, after the White House failed to respond to our questions, it took 2 weeks to mount this feeble defense. Just had to take their pick of useful idiots to feed it to. Ends. Miranda Devine, at Miranda Devine, June 8, 2021. Last October, the Post published an op-ed encouraging readers to treat emails emerging from Hunter Biden's laptop as if they were a foreign intelligence operation, even if they probably aren't. The laptop has never been shown to be such. Joe B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, We Told You So. The First 100 Days of Joe Biden's Radical Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoePolak.